Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, July 24th, and it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy, and a blessed morning to everyone who is listening. It is hard to believe, I know that we've actually chatted about this the last couple of weeks, it is hard to believe that we are already at the end of July. Back to school sales are starting. I just saw a post on Facebook last night where this friend posted and said, okay, so I thought back to school items were a bit much, but I just saw Halloween decorations out.
It is a little early.
And time marches on, time moves on so fast. And I had an experience in recently and trying to think about what I wanted to chat with you and the listeners about today. I had this experience and I thought, you know, we never do know what tomorrow holds. Mm-hmm. And there are many what ifs in life. And one of those what ifs that happens is, what if I get cancer? What if I get congestive heart failure? What if I get a condition, a health condition, and I am told that there is nothing else that can be done? What if that happens? How can I help both myself and my loved ones experience a peaceful release here on earth? That the reason that's on my mind is because a friend of mine, her husband passed away after a two-year battle with cancer. Very courageous battle. And of course, they used hospice. And they used LSS hospice care. And I got to thinking how that's a topic I don't think we've talked about very much on the air here, have we?
I don't think we have on His Time. We haven't talked about it. You bring up a good point that quite often we avoid talking about end-of-life issues, mm-hmm. just in general conversation. Mm-hmm. Most of us do, I think.
And when you really think about it, in my perception, I've had firsthand experience with hospice. My father and my sister both had hospice care. My mom did pass away earlier from almost more than 30 years ago. I'm not sure hospice really was available at that mm-hmm. time, but I got to see her pass in a peaceful way as well. And for me, it's very much a sanctity of life type of a decision to know that you have 6 months or less and to make the decision that you want to enter hospice. There are many benefits to it that really lead to that peaceful time. So I just wanted to share mm-hmm. a couple of sure. thoughts. Of course, if you go online to lssliving.org, there is a little tab in the middle of the page that says hospice care, and you can learn all about our hospice services. But really, most people think hospice is about how you die. We like to think about it in terms of hospice is about how you live. Mm-hmm. The Christian mission of Lutheran Senior Services is older adults living life to the fullest. So it seems like a paradox to think that we offer a hospice program when it's about dying, but we don't. We offer a hospice program because it's about how you continue to live each day mm-hmm. until you enter the heavenly kingdom. So there, our director, Sherry Murphy, wrote an article that is on our website, and it's called Hospice, It's About How You Live. And I'm just going to share a couple of the points. One of those thoughts is when you've received that type of a diagnosis and you know you have 6 months, most of the time, and we really don't know, some people receive that diagnosis and they still live 2 years. Some people are told they have 6 months and it ends up being 3 weeks. We know that it varies for each individual, but one of the things that often happens is even though people know hospice is available, they kind of think of it as, well, we only need hospice in those last 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. But there is so much value in entering hospice earlier to lend to that peaceful release. One is actually to be in control of care options. And so if you allow me the reading thing, Sherry writes, it is not about giving up. If a condition is no longer responding to burdensome treatments designed to cure or requiring frequent unwanted hospital admissions, each person has the ability to say no more. Mm-hmm. So when you decide to enter hospice and to let those options go, you are really in control of your next direction of care. Also, it's by maximizing the well-being by managing the pain and symptoms that can cause distress and anxiety. It enables the individual to be wherever they call home, so they can bring hospice into their private home, into a nursing home, an assisted living community, or someplace else where you can be surrounded by family, supported by a staff of experts. In our case, that team is nurses, social workers, chaplains, volunteers, and aides, all under the direction of a physician. And it's also to have care for the last months of life, not just the last days. And here I'm going to actually read from what she writes as well. Unfortunately, too many people opt for hospice as they are actively dying. The reality is that anyone with a terminal prognosis that anticipates 6 months or less of life may enroll. People admitted at the 11th hour, as well as their families, are not able to take full advantage of the broad scope of services that help people prepare for this part of life. It also can alleviate the financial burdens. Many people do not realize that the more you take part of those medical care and treatments, the more that cost goes in. Hospice under Medicare and Medicaid guidelines pays 100% for the supplies and medications that are related to the terminal diagnosis. But mainly and mostly, part of our offering of a hospice team is also a chaplain. We want our chaplain to be able to engage you with your current faith community, to be able to be around the family and friends, and to be able to be there to help that family and friends also make that loss more bearable in the months that follow. So part of a hospice program is also follow up with grieving. So while it is not an easy topic to discuss, and while it is something that I would actively say to you, I hope you never need us. But if you do, our team is so dedicated, so understanding, more than 40 years of experience combined in our team. They have worked with hospice for years, and they are so experienced in walking with you as a patient, with your family and your loved ones, to help you work through the myriad issues that confront you in those end-of-life days. So if anyone should want to learn more about our hospice program, maybe you anticipate that maybe down the line, or you just simply want to ask questions because you're curious, all of our calls are answered directly by our hospice staff. So if you call 314-446-2539, you are not going to get an operator. You are not going to get a sales counselor. You are going to get one of our hospice professionals who can walk with you, talk with you, and help you think through the options.
And when you're thinking about hospice, it's usually at a time when everything else just seems, I don't know, life can seem chaotic.
Yeah. Exactly. It is such an overwhelming emotional time. I have experienced that firsthand in my own family. It is a time also when we have to understand that not everyone is at the same place in making that decision. So even making that decision is a very stressful decision. So even having the opportunity to talk with professionals that have done this for a long time to help you, let's say it's your parent and there are five siblings and four of them want their parent to go into hospice and the fifth doesn't. How do we do that? How do we even navigate that and help people understand what all of that means? It's a very emotionally overwhelming time.
Absolutely. I can just imagine that with all, it's just emotionally charged time, and then you bring in, you know, trying to make decisions. So having that support can be important.
It's just remarkable. So I would encourage anyone who is listening, again, if you are thinking that is a part of your immediate future, please do give us a call. If you just simply want to learn more, please give us a call. Or if at any time you need that, just please do remember that LSS Hospice Care is there for you when care and compassion matter most. And as an ending devotional thought, I thought I would just share with the listeners Psalm 119. But don't worry, I'm not going to read that big, huge one. I'm going to read a paraphrase. The reason I chose this is because my own father, in his hospice walk, the day before he passed away, did not even want to talk to anyone, all he wanted was for me to read to him from the Bible. I did not know what to read. I opened it up. God sent me to Psalm 119. So listen to these words in the paraphrase, the shortened phrase, and think about it not only in terms of today, but what if it were your last day on earth? Oh God, I want so very much to please you, to walk in your ways and to carry out your purposes. There is nothing as important to me as being in the center of your will and living within the design for my life. While others may find their fulfillment in the acquisition of wealth or the accumulation of things, in doing something better than everyone else or in the plaudits of their peers, my foremost desire is to be the object of your love and to be your child and servant forever. Not only have you fashioned me with your hands, O Lord, and created me for your purposes, you have stamped your image upon my heart. Therefore, my deepest longings are met only in you and in the dedication of my life to the accomplishment of your objectives. Oh, how can I live a life that is pleasing to you, O Lord? My instincts are earthbound. The delights of this life tantalize and tempt me. You do forgive me when I fail. You have promised to strengthen me. Now I pray for the wisdom to discern your will and the grace to carry it out in the difficult days before me. I know our time is up, so I'm not going to finish reading that, but I would send everyone to that psalm to really think through what it says for us today and to remember to prepare for the what ifs.
Amen. Thank you, Jane. Always great.
You are very welcome. I know this was not our most uplifting topic, but I do know that there is a high need out there for this, and we wanted you to know that LSS has thought that through, and we want to be there for you in case you need us.
Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
Yes. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.